is yet another, so, I mean, this is yet another robbery. I've lived here 12 years, near 7th in Ohio and 7th in Molino. Rose Park, it's called, and I've lived here 12 years now, and over the 12 years, you know, we've had some robberies, some break-ins, mostly from our alley. We had, you know, just a year, about 7 months ago, I had two bicycles taken out of my backyard, which means the person was about 8 feet away from where I was sleeping, because the bike was right outside my sliding glass door. I have security, I have alarms, I have dogs, I have everything you're supposed to have, and yet they still managed to get in. A few days ago, someone jumped the back fence, came in the yard, went through the door that goes into my garage, took all of my motorcycle riding jackets, and including two that Andrew had given me, my late husband, some computer equipment and some power tools, and made haste out the alley through the garage door. The next day, a gentleman comes to my door, and I use the term loosely, telling me that he knows where my stuff is, that he knows who's selling it, and he's mad at this guy, and that's why he's going to rat on him, and he's obviously looking for a reward. I do not give him one all the way there. He says, let's walk to Gaviota and A Street, which is pretty far from the house, about a mile. So we go over to the Past Cherry area, and I call the police. I get them involved. I do some undercover work, which I'm really not comfortable that I did, and I'm not really sure I was supposed to. But the ultimate result is that one of the jackets was recovered, one that I didn't even know was stolen, my late husband Andrew's jacket, leather jacket. And the cops did come, and they did find my jacket, one of my jackets. And while I was there, like on 7th and Gaviota, I watched drug deals go down. I watched them go down. I know what they look like. I used to do them. I mean, the guy's on the corner. He walks over to the car that's pulled up, leans in. They shake hands. They exchange stuff. He leans back out. He waves. He walks back to the donut shop. That's called a drug deal. And it was amazing to me that while Suja Lowenthal was down on Broadway with the drag queens raising money for the CARE Foundation, a perfectly good cause, that I was over in a crack house off of 7th and Gaviota watching deals on the corner being approached for stolen property halfway down the block and retrieving stolen property just two blocks down.
Terribly sorry you became a crime victim.
I'm not a crime victim. Come into this yard again. You'll be either eaten or shot or both. You know, I mean, truly, I am armed. I have dogs. I'm not playing anymore. You come into the house, you come into my yard, you're going to either be attacked by a dog or shot by me, because I'm not a victim. And you are not going to chase me out of my own neighborhood, not when, you know, values are so low, and you're not going to encroach on my neighborhood. And we're just not going to accept it. Everybody around here is complaining. There's been a 300% increase in home invasion robberies in our area in the last 2 years. 300%. Crime is up in Rose Park almost 200%. 200% in this area alone. We've had people over here on Temple and A Street just in the last 6 months where they're walking down the street and someone in a car gets out of the car, jacks them, takes their stuff, and gets back in the car. Twice on my dog walk, I've had people say, oh yeah, someone was just robbed right here on Temple. People got out of a car and jacked them and then kept on going, beat them up. They went to the hospital. You know, I've been told that twice in the last 6 months. And every time you mention it in the neighborhood, someone else will tell you, oh, yeah, I had bikes stolen from my backyard. Oh, yeah, and now I'm finding human feces in front of my garage at least once a month. And that's always a joy and a pleasure. Just always a joy to walk out back in front of your garage and open your door and find a big steaming pile of human crap. And you just have to wonder, what are we becoming? What is Long Beach, you know, really becoming? This is ridiculous. We have out-of-control unemployment. Out of control poverty. We've got people roaming in alleys taking craps. We've got drug addicts everywhere that aren't receiving treatment, doing things to get their drugs, which is ridiculous. Just give them their damn drugs. Legalize it, for God's sake. Keep them out of my garage and in your clinics. You know, but no. Oh, no. We won't even try to solve any of these problems. Hell no. We've got other things to plan. We've got to, you know, we've got other things to do in our city.
The risk of being cliched here, there's an election tomorrow. Should that have any effect on this?
Well, every election should have every effect on everything, but none of us are as involved as we should be, and therefore they don't. You know, I said that this morning. I said, I like Suja. She's got a slick media campaign, and good for her. You know, and she means well, and she's certainly better than most, but she's a politician. She doesn't want to just be vice mayor or mayor. I see state senate or governor or regular senator Congress on her agenda. It's easy to see. It's easy to see how she's positioning herself. So it's not that she doesn't care about Long Beach. She does, but she certainly has her eyes set beyond it.
What do you think the best remedies are at this point?
Well, there's a whole bunch. You know, first of all, we have to start addressing what's really going on. I mean, if you hear the 8.2% unemployment rate and you think that applies to Long Beach, you're dead-ass wrong, because if you look at the minority community, the people of color, black, brown, Hispanic, whatever, non-white, if you look at the various minority communities, you're going to see in some demographics unemployment as high as 25 or 30%. In some of the cities that surround us, in some demographics, unemployment can go up to almost 50%. And when you have half of the men, you know, sitting around not doing anything under the age of 30, they're going to do something to earn money. They're going to do something to make a living. And so this is not about more police. This is not about black or white. This is about the economy. This is about the fact that there's always been crime, but it is increasing because people are more consistently hurting. And yes, when they hurt, they medicate. And they do things like crack. And they do things like drugs. And they need to get their fixes. So what do? They steal. Is it right? Of course it's not right. But they need treatment, you know, or access to drugs. You know, but we would never start a community program to actually supply drug addicts with drugs. You know, it would keep them out of the garages. It would keep them, you know, they do it in Amsterdam. They have heroin clinics where the people come in and actually do the heroin. But we would never consider such an option in our city. You know, there's a million things we could be doing as a community. I thought of a thing this morning called One Street at a Time. We could start a community program called One Street at a Time. And we could start with Gaviota. And we could start at 7th Street and go to PCH. And we could clean out every house that's selling stolen goods. We could clean up everyone that's doing drug deals. Just clean it up.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a second. We're already paying police and a government to do that. Why isn't it being done now?
They're doing too vast of a job, and it's not working. Now, we can sit here and complain about the fact that it's not working. We can scream it's not working, or we can actually get off our ass and do something about it and work with them. We take one street at a time. If Gaviota is a street where there's a lot of drug activity and there's a lot of people with stolen goods and crap, then you start with Gaviota. And you start at 7th, and you concentrate your efforts for weeks or months or whatever it takes, and you clean up that street. And then you move to the next street over, and then the next street over, and then the next street over. And then guess what? Sooner or later, you've done your city. If you can't do the job for every place, then concentrate the efforts and start making a difference. And if you have to do it one street at a time, then look at the streets with the worst crime and start with those.
You think this should be a grassroots effort or something that comes from City Hall?
It's both. Your City Hall should help spearhead a grassroots effort called One Street at a Time. And everybody on that street should get involved. People know who have my motorcycle jackets. People from where I live, right here, on where I'm standing, over to Orange Avenue, in between this area, my jackets exist. They have been sold, and people know to whom. Someone could dress up and tell me and get them back to me. You know, people don't get involved anymore. At all.
Well, wait a minute. Some of them are also afraid of retribution.
Retribution? Oh, Jesus, God. We're not a nation of people who fear retribution. We stand up to authority and fear. At least we used to. Stop talking about the Founding Fathers and start being more like them, for God's sake. You know, why do we talk about values and valor and honor and dignity and standing up for things like these are values of the past? You know, God, we can always fight our Founding Fathers when we want to deny someone health care or something, but should it be about taking back your community, which they would advocate? We have the right to bear arms. Why? Why do we have the right to bear arms? In case we need to form what? A militia. To do what? To clean things up. You know, stop talking about the Second Amendment. Use it. And I'm not a gun advocate. I am simply saying that, you know what, stop talking just talking about something and do something. I don't live in fear. I lost a generation to HIV. I lived under Reagan and Bush. I fear nothing. I thought about leaving. Yesterday, I was like, I gotta go. I'm done. I am so done. I've gotta get out of here. You know, I'm sick of this. Long Beach is going downhill. The nightlife is crap. The gay community is crap. There's just nothing going on. It's dwindling. It's dying on the vine. And the city leaders are doing nothing to reinvigorate it. Nothing. The East District, Arts District, is dying. Pine Avenue, it did not get redeveloped past Fifth Street. Long Beach Boulevard is a ghost town. I mean, it's just dying on the vine. And they're not coming up with any innovative ideas. And I got to put up with people crapping in front of my garage. and coming in my backyard and taking stuff. It's like, you know what, I'm done. I am ready to leave. And then I said, you know what, you've lived here 30-plus years. You are not going to let these people chase you out. When you leave Long Beach, it'll be because you are really ready. You have a nice place in L.A. or you're doing a TV show and need to be near the studio or something. You know, when you go, it's going to be on your terms, not because some thug came in your backyard and stole your jacket. You know, so I'm not going to be chased out of my yard. We're putting stuff up on top of the fence. You're going to reach on top of my fence, you're going to cut your hand. You know, that's something I can do. Should I have to do it? No. But, oh, well, welcome to life in 2012. I live in the hood, and I say that on air. It's like, look, I know it's a nice part of the hood, but it's the hood. People have been shot within 2 blocks of my house, you know, in the last 6 months. So, you know, I live in the hood. There's no two ways about it. But it's your hood. That's the whole point. And today we're creating economic prisoners. You know, I am sort of an economic prisoner here. I really can't leave if I want to. And there's a lot of people out there that are priced into where they are. They can't be because it's too expensive to go somewhere else. Los Angeles and San Francisco have the highest rates of any place in the country for rent, and rent exceeds mortgages. So we live in a place where it's more expensive to rent than get a mortgage, but no bank is going to give you a mortgage unless you have pristine credit, and nobody has pristine credit anymore. So you can't get a loan. So most people are economically trapped where they are. And if I'm going to be economically trapped here for a while, then I'm not going to be a victim. You know, and I don't want my neighbors to be victims. You know, I don't say we get a neighborhood watch guy and go all George Zimmerman on anybody. I mean, that's not what I want. But I'm simply saying we don't have to sit around here and say, oh, well, that's just how it is. We can, in fact, try to change it. Look, go to our library. You know, I went down there to do a TV segment the other day, to film a TV segment. And I remember when that library was used in Battlestar Galactica, the original one with Richard Hatch and Dirk Benedict. And it was so futuristic, it would be used, and Hollywood would use it as like a state-of-the-art building, our city hall and our library. And you go down to it now, and to get to the books of higher learning, you have to step over the people who it's pretty much the end of the road for. That library park has become like the end of the road park.
You mean Lincoln Park next to City Hall?
Yes, it's become like end of the road park. Now, it's in the shadow of the Wells Fargo building, the Warren Buffett, the epitome of the 1%. And in the shadow of that 1% building, you have the people with no percent who are just there and completely devastated. Now, do I want someone to come to my downtown and when I'm showing them around and showing them the library, do I want to have to show them the homeless part? No. No, I don't. And are there more and more people that are going there? Yes. Well, let's find out why and do something about it. Just not driving by there and not looking is really not good enough. You know, I used to go to that park every day when I was a kid on roller skates in 77, 78, 79, 80. I used to go down there and skate around, and it was beautiful and it was wonderful and it was a place to be used by the community. You know, there's a lot of stuff down there. There's a plaque to the firefighters who have lost their lives. There's a memorial to the police officers who have lost their lives. There's a lot of stuff down there that the city should see. But most people in our city ain't going to go down there.